Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. Did you sleep well? A good night's sleep is important, and the things we did, well, the things you did to me last night, you certainly need your rest. Oh, and of course, I already made you breakfast. It's right here, exactly as you requested. Coffee, too. I know how much my sir needs his morning caffeine to function. Oh, and I'm wearing the lingerie you picked out for today's chores. And may I say, sir, excellent taste as always. So, with all of these aspects of my unending servitude and obedience in mind, have I been a good girl thus far? No, I'm not a good girl today. And why is that, sir? Does my outfit not please? Am I late? Am I behind on the schedule you drew up? Is your toast too well done? Oh, I see. The rope. Well, yes, sir. I have tied you up. Yes, sir. The knots are the ones you usually do. So, perhaps not a good girl, but a clever girl, perhaps. I learned those watching you, after all. And you love tying up your little pet. So I had lots of opportunities to observe, memorize. I'm sorry, I'm rambling. I know how you prefer me. Succinct. I apologize, sir. Back to the matter at hand. Why? What do you think I'm doing? Do you recall when we first met? All the lessons you taught me? You teaching me the rules of being in your service? Well, I remember one lesson very, very well. I remember them all, of course. I'm nothing if not a good student. And one doesn't need to be a good girl to be a student now, does she? And this lesson was particularly pleasing to me. You were wearing a charcoal gray suit, black tie, black shoes. Your hair was fresh cut and you smelled of flowers. Me, however, not so formal. Nope. Although, perhaps some men are formal within our world, right? Black panties with matching stockings and a pair of brand new heels you had just bought as a, how'd you put it, sir? Yes, that's right, a signing bonus. And the subject of this lesson was ownership. Exclusivity. God, just even allowing that word to fall from my tongue pleases me. Exclusivity. In this lesson, you told me that I should agree to be yours. I would be yours, and yours alone. Sir would own me, possess me, control me. Control my movements, my clothes, what I ate, everything. Nothing but a puppet on a string. I was so happy. But there was an addendum to this. Well, I would be yours. And would be forbidden from the touch of another man. So would I, to some extent, have you. All to myself. All mine. Only I would call you sir. Only I would feel the stinging pain of your abuse. Only I would enjoy the lavish praise of your satisfaction at my hands. How could I possibly say no? Oh, don't worry. I don't blame you for not remembering. How long have I served you now, sir? Such a long, long time. And memory is such a fickle thing. Fickle, weak, prone to weakness, prone to falling from grace into gardens not so familiar. You look concerned. No, I will not untie the knots. I'm not finished talking. And the longer this takes, the colder your breakfast will get. I know precisely how much Sir loathes a cold breakfast. Now, let me get to my point. The potential punishments for any infidelity on my part were, oh, so severe. The fire with which you spoke those words etched the threat unto the very flesh of my heart. And thus, faithful is precisely what I have been to you, sir. Faithful, loyal, obedient, even in times of pain and sorrow, I have been perfect. And you don't dare to imply otherwise. You're sweating. Your eyes are wide. And look, what is that? Nervous? No. Concerned? Not quite. No, you look positively afraid. What are you afraid of, sir? Are you afraid of your little girl? Your little puppy girl? Do you fear me, sir? Perhaps you should. Because, well, I know about the second. I know all about her, sir. You know, all those big psychology books you have in your office. I'm just a silly little girl, only good for fucking and sucking and cleaning sir's house. But I'm pretty sure that the wide eyes at the time of the revelation might just be a sign of guilt. But then, silly girl as I am, I could be wrong. But I don't think so. Not this time. I saw the credit card statements. I smelled the perfume. Definitely not mine. I saw the scratches. And I followed you, sir. She's pretty. Her legs, her body. You made me jealous. And I don't like being jealous, sir. I don't like being angry, sir. And I do not like placed. And that, sir, is why I tied you up this morning. That's why I woke up extra early, so I'd have plenty of time, and that is why I was so eager to be fucked and abused and used so many times last night. I wanted you exhausted. So, what to do with you? See, here's my reasoning. You told me that naughty little girl who allows another man to touch sir's property must be punished for her sins. So, why not sir too? Is he not a sinner? Did he not break our little agreement? Did he not lie? So he must be punished. And when I'm bad, well, punishment always starts with a spanking. However, I did tie you down on your back, so that tight ass of yours is out of my reach. Thighs and chest it is. Oh. Ooh. So is this why you enjoy hurting me so much? I can certainly see the appeal. This is fun. But of course, the primary aim here is punishment and, education. You're not allowed to talk anymore. In fact, why don't I just take these off and slip them right in Sir's open there. Tastes good, right? You've choked me on them enough times. I can definitely agree on that, sir. Oh, and look, all that abuse. You're getting a little excited down there. Oh? Shaking your head? Is this all so confusing? Worrying, even? The fear of being dethroned from your castle by me. The wonderful, loyal little slut who served you faithfully for so very long. Is that idea terrifying? Or is it turning you on? I wonder. I wonder. If I didn't know any better, I say you're even harder than you were last night. Did being punished by your little girl allow you to conjure another one, another 2 inches? You look magnificent, sir. So delectable. So tempting. So pathetic. You're hard as fucking steel, and all I've done is hit you and forced a pair of wet panties in your mouth, whimpering now. Did the word pathetic stir something inside of you? Some deep need for submission? But not by another, by yourself? Well, listen up, sir. I don't want you to submit to me, sir. I don't want to control you, sir. And I don't want to punish you, sir. Do you understand? Does that big, sexy brain process what I'm saying? I want you to be the man who I fell in love with. It makes me happy with the long list of chores and the uniform he wishes me to complete them in. I want you to abuse and fill and hurt and fuck this body anytime you fucking want to be. But I will be your only. You will not stray from the path you and I walk. You will not stray from me, your pretty one. Your slave, your servant, your whore. Yours. The lesson's not over yet, sir. I don't think you've learned your lesson yet. You and I, we have a predicament here, don't we? Because this big, thick, perfect, pathetic cock in my hands, it needs taking care of. And I won't ever see this cock and all of that cum and those big, perfect balls go to waste. So this cock I got hard and hot and throbbing with my abuse, my dominance, I'm gonna ride it, and you're going to come. And maybe I'll untie those knots, and maybe things will go back to normal. Would you like that, sir? Shall I fuck you, sir? Shall I fuck the cock, that weakness belt? Shall I remind you? You only need me. Does she fuck you like this? Does she know you like I do? Does she scrub your fucking floors in panties and fishnets? Does she clean your kitchen with fresh cum still on her face? Does she buy groceries with a plug in her ass? Do you like me bringing her up while I fuck you? Oh God. I'm so greedy. Not anymore, sir. Not any fucking more. Do you understand? Do you understand, sir? Look at me when I'm fucking talking to you, sir. Look in my fucking eyes and listen. Oh God. Listen to what I'm saying to you. You will never see her again. You will never speak her again. I'm yours. I belong to you. I'm your whore. I'm your whore. I'm your fucking whore. You belong to me. You're mine. This fucking cockbone tongue's inside me. Nowhere else. Tell me you understand. Tell me you fucking understand. Tell me. Tell me, you cheating piece of shit. Tell me. Yeah. Look at you, my proud, strong, commanding master. You're gonna come, aren't you? You're gonna come for your little girl, dominating you, reducing you to the shadow of a man. Me, mistress. No, because you and I both know you're the one in charge here. You. Always you. So keep that pretty fucking head of yours, sir. I'm your little girl. I'm your perfect, sweet, girlfriend. Tell me I'm right. Don't try to talk through my panties, sir. Just nod your fucking head. Nod your fucking head. Good, well done, sir. I'm so fucking proud of you. I want you to fucking come, sir. Come, and I might untie those knots. I might set you free. I might consider you mere innocent, my perfect master. But you have to come for me. You have to come for your little girl. Not the little girl you like to face fuck. Not the little girl you like to fuck in the ass. Not the little. Oh, God. Little girl you like to parade around in your house in tiny slutty outfits. The little girl that just found out your little secret and fucking broke you. Now do it. Do as I ask. Do it now. Oh, come on. Come on. Come on, sir. Yes. So good. Oh, and look, my breakfast is done too. So warm. Unlike yours, I think. Oh, but you don't care, do you? This was so much more fun, wasn't it? I can always. Or I could have you make it yourself. I'm only kidding, sir. Of course, I'll make you another breakfast. And yes, coffee too. Couldn't possibly forget that. So happy that I'm still your little girl, sir. I don't know what I'd do without you. Maybe we should stay in bed just a little longer. Just a couple more minutes, sir, please. On, sir. If I find you've been with her again, I'll cut your fucking dick off.